Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. The Senate is poised to confirm Trump nominee Amy Coney Barrett this evening to the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR's Alana Wise reports on what impact it will have on the High Court.
Barrett's addition to the bench will put conservatives at a 6-3 majority. The right-leaning court will have the opportunity to make a number of decisions on controversial issues. These include reproductive rights and the Second Amendment. Barrett's confirmation, just a month after Trump nominated her to the court, is on track to be one of the fastest in the nation's history. Barrett will fill the seat left vacant when Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died in September. Alana Wise, NPR News, Washington.
With the Barrett confirmation pretty much a foregone conclusion tonight, Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden was asked today about any plans to stack the court if he were to win election, in essence adding additional justices to change the court's composition. Speaking to voters in Chester, Pennsylvania, the former vice president said he's no fan of the idea, but said he'll form a commission to look at it.
We're going to set up a commission of constitutional scholars, conservative scholars, as well as liberal scholars and mainstream middle-of-the-road scholars, put that commission together and have them do an analysis.
Once Barrett is seated on the High Court, there'll be a 6-3 conservative majority. That's prompted concerns about issues including the Affordable Care Act and Roe v. Wade, the decision that legalized abortion in the U.S. President Trump is back in Pennsylvania making multiple campaign stops. Trump looking to boost his numbers there at a time he continues to lag in the polls. President continued to hammer on what he views as his Democratic rival Joe Biden's opposition to fracking and other oil extraction operations. Trump falsely claiming today Biden would abolish the U.S. oil industry. Biden has said he supports alternative energy, but has not said he would ban traditional oil and gas drilling, stating he's only talked about ending federal subsidies for oil companies. Stocks fell sharply today as investors worried about a fresh surge of coronavirus infections. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
All of the major stock indexes were down, with the Dow falling nearly 2.3%. The Nasdaq dropped more than 1.6%, and the S&P 500 index fell nearly 1.9%. The U.S. logged more than 80,000 new coronavirus infections on Friday and again on Saturday. The 7-day average of new cases hit a new record on Sunday. Cases are now climbing in almost every state. Despite assurances from the Trump administration, daily deaths from COVID-19 are also on the rise again. That could put the brakes on a lot of economic activity as local governments impose new restrictions or as nervous consumers just stay closer to home. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Looking at the numbers, the Dow was down 650 points. The Nasdaq fell 189 points. This is NPR. Poet Diane de Prima, a prominent writer who came out of the Beat movement, died yesterday in a San Francisco hospital. She was 86 years old. As Andrew Limbong explains, de Prima was known for writing more than 40 books of poetry and a memoir that dealt with politics, community, love, and sex.
Thanksgiving, 1976. Diane de Prima got on stage at the last waltz concert for the band and read this one-line poem.
Get your cut throat off my knife.
She followed that up with her poem, Revolutionary Letter Number 4.
Left to themselves, people grow their hair. Left to themselves, they take off their shoes. Left to themselves, they make love, sleep easily, share blankets, dope, and children.
De Prima was born in Brooklyn in 1934 and eventually moved to California. In 2009, she was named Poet Laureate of San Francisco, and she told the audience there that her deepest service was to poetry and to humans. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Presidential advisor Jared Kushner says that President Trump wants to help black Americans. Speaking on Fox News today, the president's son-in-law also said they have to, quote, want to be successful for Trump's policies to work. On the program Fox and Friends, Kushner saying Trump's policies can help people break out of problems they're complaining about, but only if they want to do so. That's prompted critiques from, among others, Democratic Representative Don Beyer, who accused Kushner of what he called casual racism. Crude oil futures prices closed lower today, oil dropping $1.29 a barrel to end the session at $38.56 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.